Welcome to the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour with your quarantine dream team, Zigzag and Rufus. Put on your captain's hat because we're going to help you navigate these uncharted territories that are the quarantine. We're going to catch you up on the day's events. We're going to talk politics. We're going to talk whatever comes to mind. So grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour.
A bunch of bullshit with Rufus just sitting on the other end without his camera on, making my wonder if he's even going to make the fucking show. Stop it. Bad Rufus. Bad Rufus.
What do you mean? My camera's on. You can't see me?
No, but you wouldn't answer the phone. It kept saying Rufus unavailable. And I'm like, God damn it.
Because I was unavailable. I was in, I was taking a shit.
Yeah, right. You were not. You were just sitting right fucking there going, I don't even want to deal with Double Z until I fucking am contractually obligated to.
Yeah. I don't like working overtime, for sure.
Well, you do carry another heavy load after your regular job when you come on this show.
Yeah.
I can't wait, sir. So thank you so kindly for being the mule that carries the show forward.
I support the family all day, and then I got to come on here and support you.
I know. It's tough, dude. And I'm not – look, I don't even know how much more appreciative I could be. You hear what I'm saying. I said thank you. I do not say that often. I probably say it too often to where people don't deserve it, and I'm still saying it.
You get walked all over because of it.
You know what? I do, dude. I am – there's something wrong with me. I am too nice of a person. Right?
I'm in that boat, too. I think I'm way too nice.
You know what I mean? That is the problem. In this day and age, dude, you can't be a nice person. People are fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. And they will fucking talk all over you. Right? Because everybody is just out for themselves. There's no worry about the next guy. You know what I mean? People are fucking, I don't know what it is, dude. I really don't know. People have never been more selfish.
Everybody thinks you're working an angle. But they're looking for leverage, you know? I mean,
they're working the angles, right? Because that's how their brains operate, because they're fucking disgusting animals. Am I wrong about that? I mean, I wish I was wrong. But I know, like, most people actually are halfway decent. I'm not even going to lie about that. But there is people, dude, who do nothing but live to fucking work their own fucking angle and their own agenda. You know what I mean? And it's mad.
Oh, yeah. Out of power.
It's not even power. It's fucking cowardice. You know what I mean? Because you can't be a fucking real authentic person. You have to, like, get power, which is what? Money? Who fucking cares about money? At the end of the day, I don't even care about money. If there was no electric bill, I wouldn't be like, I need to have a fucking ton of money.
Because that's why you have no power.
What's that? Why I don't have power?
Because you don't care about money.
And you know what? And you would think it'd be like the ultimate fucking power. You know what I mean?
Then kind of way it is.
You're right. Kind of a back and forth, right? If you don't care about money, you're not going to be ruthless enough to try to get a bunch of it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At the same time, if you don't care about money, you shouldn't be obsessed with trying to get it. It's the problem is that other people that are trying to get it are being rude.
I know. If they would just ask nicely, I'd give them my money.
It's not even that. It's just be nice. What is wrong with fucking – why can't people just be nice anymore?
I don't know.
Everybody medicated or over-medicated or – I'm just dealing with a lot of people my age right now. That are fucking totally psychotic. Not a lot. I keep saying a lot. But a couple people in general that are just driving me fucking bananas.
I think it's two things. There are just more crazy people out there because it's been normalized, and in some ways it's cool to be crazy.
Right. Yes, agreed. Thank you. You're right.
Or have anxiety or whatever.
It's
a sarcastic fucking thing, you know? Yeah.
And, I mean, you know how sarcastic – I could be awful to people. I mean, I don't want to say that I am a quick wit, but I consider myself to be somewhat quick-witted. And I could say fucking awful things at inopportune times that people might not even catch until, like, 2 days later. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't even do that when I should. But here's what I found out. Most people aren't listening anyways. Most people just aren't even listening.
No, they're not.
I'm saying most. I don't mean most.
I definitely think most. I think the only people who are listening to people that tell something and then only listening to what they want to hear, and most other people are strong enough to have an opening to get singer in about something.
Dude, you are so fucking right on that, you know, people, I mean, I can't even believe what you just said. It was, honest to God.
I already forgot it.
What did you say?
I already forgot it. I'll have to listen to it.
It was so fucking key to what I've been thinking lately that it's going to drive me nuts. Because I forgot it too. Now I want to rewind the show just so we can hear it. But no, you were talking about people. Oh, fuck.
I know.
Come on, bring it back, you son of a bitch.
And I've only had a beer and a half. So
maybe I channeled.
Something you did, because you're like, what you said was so fucking right on the money, and I'm thinking exactly that. What was it though? People don't hear it if you're not telling them what they want to hear. They just won't fucking hear things. If you're telling somebody something they don't want to hear, they literally don't hear it. How is that possible?
Right.
But they know.
Tune it out.
It's insane. Yeah, if you're talking to people, yeah. They're not listening. People are not listening.
They're smiling. And
they're not even doing that. They're off in their own little world. Like you said, oh, it's my anxiety.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm just checking my emails. Oh, I think I'll get up in the middle of this meeting and walk off because I am fucking brain dead. I do that.
I wish I could do that.
And you're just like, what? But if the guy that is such a buffoon, you're like, okay, let him walk away because he's not bringing anything to the table anyway.
Maybe in those meetings you should send him a text and be like, hey, I need you to go do something.
Yeah, right. I'm like, go make some copies, would you? I'm going to have someone else start sending him a text. I'll tell one of my employees to send this guy a text so he doesn't think it's for me. And I can be the most... asshole in the world, dude. I guarantee you I could help one.
Well, I could too. But I choose not to.
I'm using it for good. You know? We're giving this away for free, or actually paying to do this for people, shows us how fucking kind we are.
We are kind.
I mean, how nice of us to share our knowledge and our wit with people for free. People should be paying top fucking dollar for this.
They could donate if they want to.
And they will. And
we need to start getting people signed up on our Patreon. That's what we need.
You know what? How about a fucking OnlyFans? Where we cuss on the show.
We do that anyway.
Well, but you're not going to sign up with anybody for OnlyFans saying that we're doing it for free already?
OnlyFans. We'd have to expose our genitalia for OnlyFans to work out.
I'll do the show with my shirt off, but you can only show me from the neck up.
And I'll do mine with my shirt on, and you can only show me from the neck down.
There you go. I like it. Sign them up.
And each shirt will be a sponsor. It'll be like Nike.
This is Under Armour.
Under Armour, yes. Affliction.
Wasn't there like a brand name for a jock strap?
Was there?
Oh, there was. Look. Let me look.
Jockeys?
Let's look up jock strap brands. Champion, maybe?
Champion might be it. That might be it.
Do I need to look up vintage? Jock strap brands. Diesel. Nike.
Diesel.
Dude, Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones.
Team Jock Skull and Bones, dude.
Wouldn't George Bush part of that?
Yeah, I'm going to have to put in vintage jockstrap brands. Or jockstrap brand.
You're going to start seeing a lot of really questionable ads.
Bikey. B-I-K-E. That was the one that I was thinking of.
Never heard of it.
It's actually the Athletic Original number 10. That was the jock strap that I had back in the day. 3X.
I was going to say, do they have different sizes?
Yeah. I got the one with the elongated trunk.
Do they have a chart on how to pick your size? Like, what do you measure?
Just like everybody else, Rufus, a ruler. What are you measuring with?
Well, I mean, do they have, like, the guide? You're 2 inches. You need this jockstrap.
This is what happens. When you go to buy a jockstrap as a 10-year-old boy, a weird man fondles you, and then he measures your penis to get you the right size jockstrap. I mean, that's how it happened for everybody I know. I don't know what was happening with you.
Is it like when you go to buy shoes and they bring out the contraption for your foot?
Exactly. That's right. He cups your fucking nutsack in one hand while he measures your hard penis. It's very odd. Because you don't even wear them when you're hard.
And of course he lays down and holds the thing in his chest. Yeah, squat down here.
Right. No, he weighs it on his chin.
It's like a sommelier. He knows the
help.
So
that's
robust,
I was jockstraps. You might have had a whole different experience.
I could never find one big enough.
Ooh, that's an oldie but a goodie. An oldie but a goodie there, really. Wow.
Well, I blame the tumors.
You can bring out the classics. Boy, this show is too good of a time, honestly. Before they outlaw our show for being too much fun.
I'm surprised they haven't already.
I didn't want to tell you, I got a letter in the mail, dude.
Did you really? FCC? FFC? What is it called?
The FCC.
FCC.
What do you think, FFC?
I don't know the acronym.
WF, if I'm not mistaken.
WWF?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Oh, my God. Yes, WWF. Thank you. But you were saying FFC, so I'm going to go ahead and call that even.
Okay. We dovetailed perfectly.
That was very nice. You know what? It took us all week to practice that, folks, and we finally got it right.
We are the Abbott and Costello of Thursday nights.
Who?
Abbott and Costello. Predecessors to modern humor.
Who?
You know, the guys who would say funny things and, like, get hit by ladders.
What? You're not even getting my joke. That was their famous for their fucking who's on first.
Oh, if you had said who's on first, I would have gotten it.
Maybe you would have. I didn't know if I was culling that joke short by not saying who's on first or just saying who. I thought you were clever enough to fucking get it, but duly noted. Hold on. I got to write that down real quick.
Yeah, okay. You can do that.
Classic Abbott and Costello goes right over Rufus's head. Yep.
Bring that up in my quarterly review.
Your 90 days, yes. Your 90 days are coming up soon, dude. There's going to be an interesting room. I'd set aside about an hour. Let me just say that.
The past eight years, I've been on a probationary period.
You know what's funny is I don't know that I've ever been quarterly reviewed.
It seems like I have once, but I don't remember why or where or when. Because I probably didn't even care then.
Right. That's the power of not caring about money.
Right. Right.
You're like, oh, don't like me? Well, fuck you then.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Fucking fire me? You're telling me how much I suck, and you're like, go back to work. And I'm like, okay, I'll keep sucking and working.
Right. And you'll keep me here because looking to replace me is more of a pain in the ass than dealing with me.
Exactly. HR people are lazy. As soon as you realize HR people are lazy, you can get away with anything.
We have this new HR lady at my work, right? We just hired her. She is not your typical fucking HR lady. This lady is funny. She's
really
totally fucking funny, yeah. And she's an older lady. Well, I say older, she's probably fucking 5 years younger than me. But she looks older, let's just say that. I'm kind of a dashing 52. Would you agree with that?
You're a day over 48, actually.
That is a fucking compliment, my friend. Thank you.
For real, you don't look 52 at fucking all.
From a guy that's coming that looks about 57, who's only, what, 47?
Woo!
How old are you?
47, exactly. 47, as of last month.
God, there was that of an age difference between us?
Yeah, there is.
5 years? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I know this because the same age difference between you and me, in upward from me, is the same age difference between me and my wife downward. She's that much younger than me.
Gotcha. How about your brother? What's the age difference between you and your
brother? He's exactly lower. Well, he's exactly the same age as my wife.
My older brother is exactly 5 years older than me. What month was your brother born? April?
February.
Are you sure? I think I said April.
Yeah, because his birthday is either the day before or the day after Abraham Lincoln's birthday, and I always get him confused.
I quoted Abraham Lincoln today.
47 years ago.
To a coworker, I quoted Abraham Lincoln. Are you ready for it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm ready for it. I want to know what it is.
I said, hold on a second. Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and to remove all doubt.
That's a damn good quote.
And I said that about that person I was talking about earlier to another coworker today, and he fucking busted out laughing.
I bet he did.
I mean, but it's so true. How true is that fucking statement right there?
Mm-hmm.
And people are so happy to hear their own fucking voices, man. People love the way they fucking sound. And if they could just hear what they're saying, right? I just feel like everything that people are saying has no meaning to them, right? They're just saying it. They're just spouting words.
That's Twitter's business model. That's exactly, you described everybody on Twitter.
I don't even post on Twitter anymore.
I go there. I only post on shit that's fun to me, like Van Halen stuff, or somebody posts something funny or goofy.
I'll admit I do some Grateful Dead stuff on there.
Right, of course. Yeah, but that's worthwhile.
Now, we're trying to decide if we're going to this Grateful Dead show on Saturday, Rufus.
Okay. Why would you not?
I don't know, because I'm afraid I'm going to get COVID.
You've had it.
I know, but I feel like I don't ever want it again. That's how fucking awful it was, dude. That's how awful it was. I might have some kind of COVID fear now.
Well,
you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. It wasn't the symptoms that were that fucking bad, okay? It was the not knowing if you're going to end up in the fucking hospital.
That has to be a mind fuck.
When you turn, you fucking are going to turn so hard to get so fucking sick, right? And you're like, they're like, people were waiting too long to go to the fucking hospital, and that's why so many people were dying. Because they're like, stay home and until you feel like really sick, right? But when you got really sick, it was like fucking hours, and you're like, need to be on a fucking bed.
It's like you're sick, and then fuck.
But the real fucking part is what it is. You're sick, you're a little better.
I started to feel better
when I had COVID. After like 5 days, I'm like, oh my God, okay, I'm feeling better. This is cool. I mowed the yard. Of course, my wife's like, I think you're overdoing it. But I'm like, no, I'm feeling better. Right? And then the next day, it was like a fucking kick in the face.
Oh,
and I don't
man.
Think it was going hard, right? It's just that that's the progression of the fucking disease.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
It's like it's evolving. It's like trying to defeat us.
It is. That's why we have the Delta variant.
I'm kidding, Rufus. Jeez. Hey, you know what I saw today? I got a thing. This is probably a little weird. On my Facebook, that was an offer to buy a hat with a claw mark in it with a Grateful Dead thing on it.
Fuck.
I'm fucking buying it, just so you know.
Like this?
It's on the other side, but yes. I can't believe you can't remember where that fucking thing attacked you. Which side?
Well, it damaged my eye. I have no depth perception.
Oh, wait. I thought it was that was done by like a 4-year-old kid in China.
Yeah, it was.
What if they were like every hat individually clawed up by a small child?
They put peanut butter on it and teased the kid with it. And they were trying to get the peanut butter and claw the hat up.
Their teeth. That's the little front part. It is gnawed on. Yeah. It's actually gnawed on by a teething fucking 18-month-old Thai baby.
When I got it, it had a lead filling embedded in it.
I think I still see a tooth sticking out there. Obviously, a child's incisor, I do believe.
Yeah, it's a baby tooth.
I hope so. What kind of animal would have a grown person's tooth in their hat? Mass murderer.
Yeah,
your son's leather face look, is that store-bought, or is that like something that you guys put together?
That's store-bought. He's been wanting that mask for fucking months.
Store-bought. I can't believe there's a store-bought fucking leather face.
Well, it's Amazon. It's not Walmart.
Oh, okay. Well, that's even funnier, actually.
If we paid $10 more, we could have got one made out of actual human skin.
Dude, I actually have a thing. Now, I might look for a slothy thing to wear for Halloween during our show this year.
I've got a slothy thing to wear for Halloween.
A mask?
I'll wear it. You'll see.
Maybe I should get a wolf thing, and I'll do the howl like a real wolf.
You get the wolf thing. I'll wear my super secret sloth.
No, have a super secret sloth thing. That's making me sad. I want a super secret sloth thing.
I do.
Are we married now?
Yeah, might as well be.
I know. All right, okay, let's figure it out.
No, we can't be married because
we live together.
We don't fight enough.
That's true. Yeah, we'd really have to get on each other's nerves. Now this is my outlet. This is how I don't get on people's nerves.
Yeah, not even mine.
Talked about a lot of deep stuff tonight, Rufus.
Yeah, what you throwing back there?
I got to tell you.
Seltzer, okay.
I got a little tip. Once again, Double Z causes a fucking lime soda water shortage of all fucking brands. I never should have gotten on the LaCroix. Remember when I started drinking LaCroix on the show? First, I started out with that Walmart crap.
Yeah, I've experienced that crap. But yeah, LaCroix was practically a sponsor of the show.
Well, and I remember I bought three pallets of fucking that stuff. Remember that? How fucking awesome. I'm sorry. How awesome am I? And now it's like a fucking bestseller. Right? And people can't get enough of it. Now I can't get it. I have to stop that. I did
that
it with
that. That one purchase probably drove up their stock.
Well, I mean, at that point, this place was thinking they had to get rid of it. But I buying it and people seeing me drink it turned the whole fucking market around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So why aren't you drinking it now? Now it's out and you got to try something new?
No, I can't get it. They're fucking sold out. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this, man. Some of the other ones have more flavor. It's like the cheaper the fucking water, the better the flavor. No fucking lie. Like the more fruit flavor. Because if you want to try a good one, you know Waterloo? I'm sure it's from the Waterloo Ice House. They make it in Austin, right? And they have their own brand of water. And they're fucking grape is so fucking good, dude. It's like drinking pop, but it's just water with a little bit of fucking grape flavoring in it.
No kidding.
It is so fucking good. I can't barely find that, but sometimes I'll find it.
I didn't even know that existed. And I'm familiar with Waterloo.
And I worked at Waterloo House. And what are the odds?
Wow.
Backyard. Is that place still open, the backyard?
I don't fucking know.
Now the fucking consumer's energy back at the backyard sponsored by Sprint.
It's the Verizon backyard.
Right. It's a very small, intimate gathering brought to you by Verizon. And I saw some decent bands when I worked there. Yes was there. That was a big deal.
Really? No shit.
There a couple times.
I didn't realize the backyard was that big.
After I'd get out of the kitchen, I'd go upstairs and drink at the bar with this guy named Wally. This guy Wally, dude, used to let me stay, right, at that fucking bar. He would leave. He was supposed to be closing, and he would let me stay and drink like 3 o'clock in the morning by myself.
Oh, no shit.
he just would leave and be like, yeah, you don't mind closing up, do you? And I'm like, nope.
I don't know this for a fact, but I'm going to assume that there's never been a bad person in history named Wally. I'm thinking everybody who's named Wally is probably a pretty okay guy.
Now, are you adding Walters in there?
No, I mean, if you're called Wally.
You're wrong. Dude, beep, you're wrong. I just thought of one right now.
Dude.
Wait, no, Wally was good. Wally and the Bee. Wally was the brother. What was the friend's name? Eddie Haskell.
Thinking of Eddie Haskell, the guy who was
famous.
When the mom was around, he was like the nicest kid.
Like,
as soon as she left, he's like, fuck that bitch. Give me your fucking bacon, babe, or whatever.
He's like, let me get in your pants, Donna Reed, or whoever the mom was. Remember how hot Donna Reed was back in the day? She's kind of Mary Tyler Moore.
Ooh, it's hard to beat that one, though.
MTM?
Mm-hmm, MTM.
At the very end.
Or as I call her, MTM.
Oh, yeah, I like it. You are disgusting. Did you see Ed Asner?
Yeah, I did see that. That sucked.
Could you believe Ed Asner was still alive?
I did not know it until he died.
I mean, that's shocking. How shocking. His death was shocking because I found out he was still alive.
Exactly. That is pretty crazy, though.
Oh, is that crazy? I mean, alive? Oh, my God. How shocking that he died because I thought he died 45 years ago.
Exactly. He was still alive? Wow.
Oh, Ed Asner. He was funny, though. I mean, he always played with a grumpy alcoholic with a big heart, right? I mean, that was like his character.
Yeah, we can all relate to that.
Not grumpy. I mean, do you have to be grumpy? I guess it's more like sullen because the alcohol's got you beat down into pulp.
Sullen, yes. Filled with regret.
Sunken ego. Defeated by fucking a quarter whiskey in the bottom drawer.
Deflated. Oh, my God.
Blinking around, looking like Mr. Burns. But fat and bloated. Fat and bloated Mr. Burns.
Jesus Christ.
Someone should draw a fat and bloated Mr. Burns.
Somebody should.
Oh, my God. This show is too fun. Why are we not doing this 7 nights a week?
You know, jobs and family and all that bullshit.
Yeah, but for a half an hour a night, it just feels good. It feels right. Time with you always right. Cuddle me.
She said.
Let's do it. Her nose is rough. What are you laughing about?
What am I laughing about? You said cuddle me.
I was in a weak moment.
What am I laughing about?
I was very vulnerable when I said that. I'm no longer that person.
You've changed.
I've changed. Isn't that a Beatles song, right? It's like, who are you? I don't know. Where did you go? Something like that.
Something like that.
I don't know the name of that Beatles song, but I've heard it.
Every Beatles song.
Beatles. Yeah, to be honest with you, but I probably should listen to more to be more of a fan. Does that make sense?
That makes complete sense. I'm on the same page.
I wish I knew more about the Beatles, you know?
Me
but
too.
But in a way, it's a little too 1960s, early 60s.
Early 60s is boring 60s, but they did the transition. They went from boring hand-holding to, like, revolutionary fucking protest.
You can say that, but that's more like when it's just evolving, you know what I mean? Sort of like Elvis evolved from being, like, a young rocker to, like, an old crooner. You know what I mean? So it seems unnatural because you're not really cutting edge at that point, like Hendrix, say, would be, or somebody like that. You know what I mean? You've just kind of were around and evolved.
Sold out.
Gotta go, Rubus. Talk to you later. Happy Thursday, folks.
Wee.
You're high.
I wish.